Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show where we are breaking up with unhealthy hustle culture and redefining what it means to be productive. I'm your host and new productivity BFF, Jess Massey. Around here, we believe that productivity is so much more than just checking a million things off of a never-ending to-do list. I am obsessed with teaching you how to ditch the feeling of constant overwhelm and cultivate an intentional life by getting your mindset right, getting clear on your vision, and creating a schedule that aligns with your actual priorities. If you want to learn how to live a peacefully productive life, then you're going to want to stick around. Let's go ahead and jump in to today's episode. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Hustle Sanely podcast. You are an actual gem for tuning in today. And I'm seriously from the bottom of my heart so dang grateful that you chose to hit play on this episode. So thank you. We're going to start this episode off like we did last week by reading a review that one of y'all has so kindly left on Apple Podcasts. It's just my small way of expressing gratitude for you taking the time to listen and leave the reviews. So this week, this review is from the user CaitlinP97, and the title of her review is inspiring. Her review says, "Tuesday is now my favorite day of the week." Same girl, truly. "I always look forward to listening to a new episode on my way to work. Jess is so upbeat and genuine that you feel like you are hanging out and drinking coffee with her. The best part is she gives practical steps on how to hustle sanely every week. I am so grateful that I found Jess on Instagram and now am a BFF. Hustle Sanely has truly changed my life." Okay, I appreciate every single review, but I gotta be honest, you guys, ones from Hustle Sanely BFFs, they just hit different because I get to do life with them inside of the BFF membership. So yeah, don't mind me getting overly emotional over here. Caitlin, you are amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the podcast and leave a review, and double thank you for being a Hustle Sanely BFF. If the podcast has been a light in your life at all, it would mean so much to me if you would take just a few minutes of your time to leave a review. Adam and I spend so much energy every month making this show happen, and it's so rad to know that it's actually serving its purpose and helping y'all live peacefully productive lives. So go leave a review. Adam and I will both be forever grateful. But let's get into today's topic: how to plan a peacefully productive week. Okay, real talk. I get asked this question all the time. How do you plan your weeks? And to be honest, I thought that I'd already done a podcast episode on it, but it turns out I haven't. So here we are. So here is kind of what I do, the process that I go through to plan for my weeks. Now, I sit down on Friday afternoons. It's usually my last work task for the week with my planner, and I have my weekly prep meeting, which if you have the Hustle Sanely handbook, you'll know what I'm talking about when I say weekly prep meeting. Now, I've got this down to a science because I've been doing it for so long, but I'm going to break it down step by step for you. There are 5 steps that I follow when I'm planning out my weeks, and the best part is in the weekly version of the 2020 to Peacefully Productive Planners, which, by the way, we have around 250 left and we're not ordering more, so just saying. But all of these steps are built right into your weekly spreads in that planner. You literally just have to sit down with the planner and a pen and boom, you're going to be on your way to designing your peacefully productive weeks. So I'll leave a link in the show notes to snag a planner if you want one. I really hope we still have some left whenever this airs, but we're scheduled to receive our inventory later this month, and we're going to be shipping out all the pre-orders the first-ish week of November-ish, because I don't know exactly the day we're going to receive them. And by the way, the digital version will be coming out in November. So if you are a digital planning babe, hang tight. We have not forgotten about you. But okay, here are the 5 steps to follow to plan a peacefully productive week. Step number 1 is plug in your scheduled responsibilities. So the first thing to do is make a note of any time-bound events that you have for the week. So I'm talking about things like classes, meetings, appointments, calls, anything that requires you to be somewhere at a specific time. Now, in my Peacefully Productive Planner, I put these in the schedule area, and I like to use a bright color to highlight them so that they stand out. I just find that having anything that is a specific time, like it's a time-bound thing in its own color, it just helps me to not forget about it. So that's step number one. Pretty easy, right? Plug in your scheduled responsibilities. Step number two is plug in your non-negotiable priorities and any supporting habits. So the thing with this one is, in order to do it, you have to actually know what your non-negotiable priorities and supporting habits are. If you don't know yours, spend some time getting clear on your vision. And if you need help with that, check out the Dream It Do It workshop. I'll have it linked in the show notes for you guys. But anyway, there is a monthly habit tracker in the planner that I use to help me make sure that I'm spending my time and energy doing things that actually align with the vision that I have for my life. There is also a place in the planner at the beginning in the five keys section to make a note and just keep track of your daily, weekly, monthly, and occasional non-negotiable priorities and habits. So I'm going to share some of my non-negotiables and habits with y'all so you can kind of get your wheels turning. So we host Taco Tuesday at our house for our friends every Tuesday, obviously, at 7 p.m. I visit my grandparents once a week. My husband and I do date night once a week. For those two, there's not a specific day. It just kind of varies from week to week depending on what else we have going on. And then a new one is I practice my hand lettering once a week because it's something that I'm wanting to improve. And then one of my monthly non-negotiables is doing a girls' date once a month. So getting together with my girlfriends, whether it's for brunch or dinner or whatever. So these are some of my non-negotiable priorities and habits. And again, once you know what yours are, get them on your weekly schedule. So some examples of how to do that, I can always put Taco Tuesday at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays in my planner's schedule section for Tuesday. Another one, let's say that I'm planning to visit my grandparents on Monday evening after work. I can put that down under other tasks because there isn't a time that it's bound to. I don't have to be at their house at a specific time. I use the schedule section in my planner for things that have times attached to them. And the focus three and other task areas, I use more so to keep track of things that need to be done that day, but they don't have specific times. When we put our non-negotiables and desired habits on the calendar, we are way more likely to actually do them. So that is step number two. Step number three, when I sit down to plan my weeks, I determine and schedule my top three tasks for the week. So every day we have our focus three, the three most important tasks to get done that day. So every week we have our top three tasks for the week. They're kind of similar, but one is for weekly, one is for daily, right? So ask yourself what the three tasks are that are the most crucial to get done for the week. Do you feel totally stuck when it comes to getting clear on your dreams? Do you dread the question, hey, what do you do for a living? Or, hey, what's your 5-year plan? Do you want so badly to know what to pursue? Or do you find yourself feeling a little jealous when you see others chasing their dreams because you just really want to be running towards something that you're passionate about too? Well, girl, I've got something that you're going to be so stoked about. I want to talk to you about the Hustle Sanely Dream It Do It workshop. And little heads up, there is officially a payment plan option available for the Dream It Do It workshop now. So just throwing that out there. But it is a course style workshop that I created just for the Hustle Sanely Squad, because that is one of the top three questions that I get asked in emails, DMs, and even in comments sometimes. Jess, how did you figure out what your dream was? I don't have a dream, and all I want to figure out is what I want to passionately pursue. Well, first of all, can I just tell you that I see you? Seriously, in case you didn't know, I changed my major in college approximately 9 times, and Hustle Sanely is, I'm pretty sure, like my 10th career path in life. I've been in your shoes. I know what it's like to be so frustrated and feel defeated because you just want to know what you're doing with your life already. In this workshop, I put together everything that I've learned over the last 10 years about getting clear on my dreams. But guess what? There's more. I decided to make this a two-part workshop because part one is all about getting clear on your dreams and your vision for your life. And then part two is all about implementation, making a game plan. You're going to get access to this course inside of a professional, user-friendly platform, a workbook to help you apply what you're learning, and over 10 coaching videos to help you get clear on your dreams and create a plan to peacefully pursue them. I want you to walk away from this workshop feeling stoked about the direction you're going and confident in the first few steps that you've got to take to get there. So if you're tired of aimlessly wandering through your days with no idea what you're truly working toward, you need the Dream It Do It workshop in your life. Trust me. If you're listening to this and you're like, yes, Jess, this is me. I need help figuring out my dreams. Head on over to jessicamassey.com/dreamitdoit and get your booty inside the workshop. Don't spend another day unsure of where you're going in life. All right, let's get back to the show. Going into the week already knowing what these are positions you to get them done in the most prepared way possible. So when you can, take it a step farther and get them on your schedule as you're planning out your week. So I do this in my Peacefully Productive Planner by writing my top three tasks in the top right-hand corner of the weekly spread because there's a space dedicated to it. And then if I know which days I'm working on each one, I'll pop those into on a focus three line for a specific day. So each day in the planner has a space for you to write down your focus three tasks for the day. And most of the time when I am planning out my focus three tasks, they're action steps to complete my top three tasks for the week. So sometimes my top three tasks are broad. So for example, this week, one of my top three tasks was October podcast. So October podcast to me, it means I have to write the podcast scripts. I have to record the podcast episode. So it's two steps, right? So on Monday, I would write down on my focus three, write two podcast scripts. On Tuesday, I would write one podcast script. And then on Wednesday or Thursday, whenever it fits into my schedule that week, I would write down record podcast episodes. So it's one top three task for the week, but then you can see that it turns into three different focus three items on three different days. But then you can have a top three task that is very specific, right? So maybe you have an exam coming up for school. So the top three task is make flashcards for my exam. You could sit down and do that in one sitting, right? So it depends. And it's going to be different for every single person, obviously. And it's going to look different for each individual person every single week. So that is step number three, determine and schedule your top three tasks for the week. Number four, step four is schedule your weekly rest. Before you go wild and start filling your days with all of the other tasks that you need to get done for the week outside of your top three tasks, schedule in intentional rest. In the weekly Peacefully Productive Planner, there is a space on the bottom right that says how I'm resting. So you can keep rest at the forefront of your mind instead of being tempted to think that you have to wait and earn rest after your to-do list is done. I hope you know by now that around here, we operate from a place of rest. It is not a reward for anything. I know so many of you babes have told me that you're so excited for this new section on the weekly planner. And so am I, believe me. So whether it's an hour or an entire day, schedule in intentional rest. And rest is whatever refreshes your soul. For me, it looks like doing outdoor activities. So biking, paddleboarding, playing pickleball, rollerblading. It looks like reading or getting dinner with my friends. For you, it may look like tending to your garden, watching a movie, or going to yoga. Doesn't matter what it is, just get your rest on your schedule. And then the fifth and final step that I follow when I sit down to plan out my peacefully productive weeks, I fill in other tasks for the week that need to be done, and I make sure to carve out space for margin and transitions. Now, the last step is to to write down other tasks that need to get done other than the top three tasks that you already narrowed down for that week. In the planner, there is an area called task list, so you can keep track of what needs to be done from week to week. Like each week has its own blank task list. Now, how I go about this, if I know what day something needs to be done, I'll put it under the other task section for that specific day in my planner. And if I know it's going to be a focus three task for that day, I'll put it up on a focus three line. Now, if the task doesn't have a specific day that it has to be done, I just put it on the general weekly task list and I use that throughout the week to help me schedule each day. I schedule my days the evening before. So as you start to make your to-do list of tasks that are outside of your top three tasks, it's a very dangerous strategy to fill every second of every day bouncing from task to task without looking up. Y'all, we are not machines, okay? We need time to step away, to collect our thoughts, change plans, and partake in unplanned rest when we need it. While it may be tempting to fill your to-do list with all the things, because technically the time that each item takes fits in your allotted work window, don't do that. Oftentimes, we forget to account for transition time and the energy that is required to complete each task. So, for example, what I mean by that, maybe it takes you an hour to write a solid blog post. Be careful in assuming that you can crank out 5 blog posts in 5 hours. During that first one, your mind is fresh and it's probably easier to focus, right? By the 5th one, maybe your mind isn't as sharp and it takes more energy to get through it. Now, I'm not urging you to only take teeny tiny little steps toward working on your goals. What I am urging you to do is pay attention to how much energy a task requires, not just how much physical time it usually takes. So give what you have available to give, but don't overexert yourself to the point where you feel like you're going to have a mental breakdown at the end of each day, because that is not being peacefully productive, okay? That is hustling insanely, and we are not about that here. It's so important to leave margin, because that is where life happens, you guys. Real life example, again, if my neighbor and I are both taking our dogs out at the same time, we usually end up chatting for 15 or 20 minutes. Before living the Hustle Sanely lifestyle, this would have sent me, and I'm not even trying to be funny, it would have sent me into a mental tailspin. The whole time that we would have been talking, I would have actually been thinking about how I could escape the conversation so I could get back to my to-do list. Now, I realize that having casual conversations with your neighbor is a joy of life, not a burden, okay? By not filling my days to the brim with things to do, I'm able to do things like this in the margin while still reaching my goals. When I'm creating my routines and my schedule for the week, I always account for 30 minutes for a transition time between tasks. Do I always need the full 30 minutes? No, but I like knowing that I have plenty of time to transition physically and mentally from one task to another. Plus, if something takes a few minutes longer than anticipated, your entire day or week isn't thrown off. So the 30-minute transition period is kind of like a built-in buffer to help you preserve your energy. Now, if you've taken the Hustle Sanely program, these 5 steps might sound familiar, because together they make up step 4 of the 5-step Hustle Sanely schedule building framework. Doing this weekly prep meeting every Friday and following these 5 steps sets me up to make legit progress on my goals, but without sacrificing my mental health and the important relationships in my life. I can truthfully say I never sit down at the beginning of the week or anytime during the week and wonder what tasks I need to be working on every day because of this framework. And let me just go ahead and give you a spoiler alert right now. This is barely skimming the surface about the stuff that we're going to cover in the Create Your Peacefully Productive Schedule course that is coming out in November. If you really struggle with time and energy management and creating a schedule that doesn't overwhelm you and one that actually reflects your priorities, girl, this is going to be the course for you. But that is all that I've got for you today, a short and sweet episode walking you through how I plan my weeks. If you vibed with this episode, make sure that you're subscribed to the show, because next week I'm going to walk you through how I plan a peacefully productive day. I love y'all so dang much. I really mean that, and I hope that you have the best day ever. I so appreciate you tuning in to today's show. I hope that it blessed you right where you're at. If you did enjoy it, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on your Instagram story along with your biggest takeaway. Make sure you tag me at Jess M. Massey so I can see it and share it on my story too. Your feedback is such an encouragement to me and it helps the show more than you will ever know. If you want more Hustle Sanely in your life, head on over to jessicamassey.com. It's actually my favorite place to hang out online. I'll meet you right back here next week. And until then, keep hustling sanely.